This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day Crew, and here's another one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
You are listening to the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9. We are blindfolded this morning to prepare for Earth Hour, which is happening 8:30 till 9:30. You need to turn off all your lights this Saturday, and we're getting used to not being able to see anything.
Can't see it.
It's weird because, like I was saying before, my blindfold was covering my ears, so I couldn't see and hear. So it's a very interesting thing.
You're going the extra mile, aren't you, Jimmy?
I am.
You don't just want to be blind like all of us. Could be deaf as well. Let's make it as difficult as possible to be on radio.
Well, my other senses will be extremely heightened, I assume.
You could be a superhero.
Yeah!
An excuse to wear a cape. Now, to tell us a bit more about Earth Hour, joining us on the line right now from WWF, the organisation responsible for Earth Hour. Anna, thank you very much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for blindfolding yourselves in the spirit of the event.
Hello, Anna. Good morning.
Hi, Anna.
Now, Anna, could you tell us a little bit about Earth Hour, how it all started and what it's all about?
Well, yeah, Earth Hour started in 2007 in Australia, in Sydney, and it's quite amazing to think only 2 years later we're at 81 countries and over 1,800 cities around the world that are planning to take part on Saturday. So it's quite amazing to think in 3 years we've gone so far, and I guess it's just a testament to the event in itself that so many people want to take part, and it's a community event in its essence. So I guess that's why so many people have grabbed hold of it and really want to do it.
Now, surely with all the different countries around the world getting involved, are some countries doing some spectacular things?
Yeah, there are so many icons going off around the world, which is quite amazing. You've got the Las Vegas Strip in the US, the Redeemer in Rio, the pyramids, the Eiffel Tower, Buckingham Palace.
Buckingham Palace?
Yes.
Oh, wow, royalty without lights. It's funny.
How's she going to have her cucumber sandwiches?
I do not know.
That's a brilliant event. And even Vegas going out. That's good.
Yeah, Vegas will go down dark, which is,
gosh.
I think it's going to be quite an interesting photo.
Going to be great.
Now, Anna, do you have a ballpark figure over the past couple of years of how much energy has been saved with all these countries now contributing?
Well, I guess not, and it's really hard to measure because it's spread out. So you might have various energy companies measuring their energy in the areas that they look after. So it's really difficult to then use one methodology across the world. But having said that, I guess what's the important thing to focus on is Earth Hour is a symbolic event, and it's not really about the energy reduction that we make in 1 hour, because as you can imagine, 1 hour is simply not enough to really do what we really want it to do. So what Earth Hour is about, it's that visual symbol to see that if I switch my light off and my neighbour switches their light off, we can look out into the street and see, actually, if we all work together, we can go out there and fight emissions. If businesses, if you look to your CBD skyline and you see all these businesses have switched off their neons and switched off their lights, you realise, gosh, if they can do it and I can do it and we can all do it together, over the long term we will be able to fight the emissions that are causing climate change.
No, it's awesome. It's a great, great event. I remember it last year, and I think it's so important just to remember when you're finishing work at the end of the day, turn your monitors off, turn everything, all the power off you can, because exactly. it does make a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, and even switching off at the PowerPoint for your television when you go to bed, it doesn't need to sit there on standby all night. You'll save money and you'll save the environment at the same time.
Now, one of the exciting things I saw on your website is that Kevin Rudd is even supporting Earth Hour this year.
He is, and it's fantastic. We really appreciate that. He actually has been a supporter for the last few years, even when he was in opposition. So it's nice that he's taken the time out now that he's a busy Prime Minister to keep on supporting us.
Now, the Melbourneites are jumping on board as well as you Sydneysiders, because we're holding a concert at Fed Square on Saturday night.
Yes.
And we have special acts like Jessica Moorboy and Axel Whitehead, but also we have Peter Garrett and your boss, your CEO.
Yes, that's right. So I guess Melbourne is really, in a sense, a real focal point for Australia this year, because it was a Melbourne engineering company that created an electricity generator, which people of Melbourne can go down to Federation Square in this week and and help create the energy that will be used to power the concert. It's called Future Spark, and you just jump on a bicycle, and when you ride that bicycle, the power that you generate will go into the grid and be stored so that you can enjoy your concert on Saturday night.
Wow.
Well, Anna, thank you very much for taking the time to have a chat to us. I know you must be flat out at the moment.
No, it's all good. It's such a worthy cause. It's, you know, losing sleep over it is perfectly acceptable.
And there's not too many causes where the whole world embraces it, really, is there?
No, we're aiming for 1 billion people this year, and we hope that this will show our world leaders when they go to Copenhagen to make their new protocol that will replace the Kyoto Protocol, that everybody, no matter where you're from or what country you're in or what gender or age you are, we all want some action on climate change.
You're exactly right. Anna, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us today.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for listening to another one of our podcasts, and thank you for supporting the Hump Day Crew and Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.